It is time now for our community connection. I've got Hancock City Clerk Jody and Lions Club member Barry Nelson here with me. We're talking about the Hancock 4th of July celebration. How are you today?
Very good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. It's only Tuesday, but I'm in a great mood. So. Got the 4th of July coming up, obviously, this Friday. And, well, we've got a small town, big fun celebration coming up here. And it's all day long. We've got stuff going on all day long. So, guys, well, yeah, why don't you, first of all, go ahead and introduce yourselves and then tell us what to expect.
Sure. I'm the city clerk, Jody Beadle, and so we're looking forward to everybody coming out to our city, celebrating our event that we have every year.
I'm Barry Nelson. I'm on the Hancock Lions Club, and we, for many years, we've been pretty much the primary organizer of the 4th of July celebration. Kind of take help from anybody, and Jody's been getting more and more involved in the last few years, so that's very, very helpful for us. So kick it off right away at 7 o'clock in the morning. Our firemen are doing their annual pancake and sausage feed in the morning right at the new fire hall there in town. If you haven't seen that, it's pretty neat, and we're lucky to have such a good facility now. So the guys are very happy to be there to serve. I know they love doing it, love visiting with everybody that comes to see them. So it's a great first event to start off the day. So for those of you who are really challenged, you love a good challenge, you go to the pancakes, eat a whole bunch of pancakes and sausage.
I know where you're going with this, yeah.
And then just head on out to the Page Lake, and we have our annual 5K run. walk and run. It is kind of a tongue-in-cheek here a little bit, but for a few years there were a few people that actually did that, and we interesting time at the end of the race seeing the result of that. So now people don't go to the big breakfast before the race. But
I can just imagine you go in there, load yourself full up of carbs, and then go take on a 5K. Oh, boy.
Don't worry. There's still pancakes afterwards. So.
Yeah, I'm more worried about if there's buckets at the end of the race.
Or a road ditch, whatever works out best for you. We're not picky.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, that's at 7:30. I think it starts at 8. Yeah, the race begins at 8. Coming up at 9:30, though, this is really cool. You have a Little League All-Star Game and a Home Run Derby. That's neat.
Yeah, it's something that they've been doing for quite a while now. So our Little League, they play all season, and then that day they have the All-Star Game, and then afterwards they hold the Home Run Derby. This year they're also going to be serving some food on site. They're going to do a little bit of fundraising so they can go watch a Twins game.
Neat. And then coming up later on after that, we'll see, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and following the parade until 4, you've got the inflatables at the Water Tower Park, even a dunk tank. I've actually been in one of those before. I can't tell you that it was my favorite thing in the world to do, but the listeners sure got a kick out of it, I'll tell you that much. So, but that is a whole lot of fun. What's coming up at 11 o'clock and on?
At 11 o'clock, we'll have Star Bank in town. They'll be sponsoring the coin dig at the school playground. So everybody's invited out there, and the kids dig in and see what they can find for the coin. That's always fun. They think the little, you know, change is a big deal. So it's a fun event. We also then have the food vendors. They'll start serving at 11 o'clock, and then they'll go until about parade time, and then they'll be open after the parade, too. We have 5 different food vendors, and we started this a couple years ago. We call it our food alley. It's right by the community center, and it offers a little variety. So when you're getting to the parade a little early, want to grab something to eat for the family, there's some options for you. So it's going to be Mi Mexico, Blowin' Smoke. We have Fruity Bowls, and then Just Chillin', and the 4-H Club. They serve burgers and a pork chop on a stick. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have yet to experience any meats on a stick before.
Well, come on over.
I know, yeah. I haven't had that yet. So
this will get you warmed up for the county fair.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. Well, at 12:30, we have the Kitty Parade. It meets at the Water Tower, which is cool. And that starts at 1 p.m. And then the regular parade is right after that at 1:30. And you line up at the school at noon.
We just want to mention one thing with the parade,
too. Oh, sure. Yeah,
if you still want to line up, we still are taking all of those. So you can contact Jackson, and it's at 392-5278, and he'll get you in the lineup for the parade.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very.
It's been very kind of the guys at Star Bank, Justin and his team there. They've been helping us document and organize the parade lineup, or just the people. It was a point of contact for us, for people to call and get in the parade. But even if you are not signed up ahead of time, if you got here and you had a float or something, you wanted to come through the parade, just get there and find somebody in a Lions vest or shirt, and we'll get you in there. So pretty low key, and we'll find a way to make it happen. Small town Hancock. So
very nice.